Proclamation number 7324 of 2nd of April, 1959. The final judgment is grounded in the love of God. My love is meant for all my living creations, but especially for those who are still far away from me and whose course of development upwards is still in its early stages. Eternal times will still pass until this spiritual being in the human stage will also be able to release itself from its last restraint, whereas you have now reached this stage where complete release from the form is possible for you if you use this short earthly existence correctly. But this spiritual being is still to go the endless long course of its development. An abundance of torments and sufferings still lies ahead of it in the bound state, of which you as a human being cannot form an idea. The higher development through the works of creation requires a period of time which is equally inconceivable to you. The being always suffers because it is not free as it was originally created, and because its ascent development can only proceed under agonies of bondage through the world of rocks, through the world of plants and the world of animals up to the human being. As a human being it is now given a certain freedom, both in terms of will and purely physically, for it can act and move according to its own will and is no longer subject to the law of compulsion as it was in the time of pre-evolution. The duration of a human being's life on Earth is also only very short compared to the infinitely long time of that pre-development period. With good will he can easily reach his goal, the liberation from form. If, however, he lacks good will, then this is his own fault, and the punishment is then also very severe. Or also, man creates the consequences of his wrong will for himself. Now consider what a privileged position the human being already has in comparison to the beingness which is still to begin its course of development or has already covered a short distance of it. Consider that this spiritual being also possesses all my love, the love of the Father, who wants to help his child to find its way back up from the deepest depth in order to one day also be able to travel the path to the Father in a state of free will. Thus this spiritual essence also needs my help. It is so weak that only my help can enable it to move into ever higher stages of development, to release it from the hardest fetters for the time being and to loosen the fetters again and again according to the state of maturity which the spiritual essence has reached in the state of compulsion. Consider that you humans are basically the same as that spiritual being, that you also had to travel the same path, that my great mercy also helped you to be able to break the first shackles before infinitely long times. And now consider how indifferently you now exploit your freedom. How you could easily reach the last degree of development on Earth and how tardy you are to strive towards this your last goal. My mercy and love, however, is and remains the same as it was in the beginning, and this love and mercy remembers the still languishing spiritual as well as the human being and helps where it cannot help itself on its own. But the human being can reach maturity in earthly life, and if this is not the case then his free will has failed, for which he is to answer. And the fact that he has to answer for himself is preached to him again and again through my word, so that he thus knows full well that he cannot sin, with impunity. But which he does if he does not respect my word, disregards God's commandments and only pays homage to the earthly world and his bodily pleasures, thus he willingly concedes to my adversary and thus forfeits his own goal of becoming free of his last restraint. For this reason he will also meet with the fate of being banished into matter again, which is my adversary's realm. But then he cannot speak of unkindness on my part when the just punishment befalls those people, when a judgment falls upon earth which, in my eternal plan of salvation, is always imposed upon humanity when I want to restore the order which you humans have overturned of your own free will. And even if countless people lose their earthly life in the process, my love also applies to that being which I thereby give the opportunity to come one step closer to me in its development. And thus only my love always underlies everything that comes upon humanity, for I am a god of love and justice but never a god of wrath and condemnation, for even the spiritual being, which failed as a human being in the last test, is now given the opportunity again to attain freedom once more after all. For deepest wisdom and deepest love always determine my rule and activity in infinity. Amen.